maybe it's cold outside. Life lived outside for December 5th. Wow, it's been a chilly week. Although the general prediction for the winter was for it to be on the milder side, these temps feel more like a Florida January than November and December. But we'll take it. It's perfect holiday weather and perfect gardening weather. And December does have a history of being pretty cold when I think back on it. Maybe not as much in recent years, but for sure back in the 80s we had some powerful cold snaps. It was probably during December of 1989, close to Christmas, when there were rolling brownouts throughout the area with TECO shutting power off to different areas for a few hours at a time. That hasn't happened in many years, but with temps in the 20s back then, everyone was running their heaters at full capacity and the power grid just couldn't take it. On one of those nights, we were at church, and unfortunately, right at that time, there was no power in the church. I remember my family huddled together for the service under blankets we'd brought, then hustling back to the car when it was over, only to find ice all over our windshield. And of course, we didn't have an ice scraper, and someone thought, possibly me, a great way to melt the ice would be to spray wiper fluid, which of course created another layer of ice. After a good bit of time, the defroster and an old credit card worked to chisel an area so that my mom could see to drive. Let's hope we don't get that cold again, although I will admit I wouldn't mind a couple of snow days. And even though it won't be below freezing, you can come and enjoy some Florida snow with us as a part of Return to Wonder at the nursery. I wasn't sure how it would look, but when we kick the machines on, it really does look like it's snowing. And after playing in the snow, the kids can do a scavenger hunt around the nursery, and then you can get a lovely family picture to remember Christmas 2024. And also coming this Saturday at 9:30 a.m. is Elf Yoga with Kristen from Keystone Yoga. Tickets can be purchased on our website. The elves of Christmas and Middle Earth are invited to participate in a relaxing and fun yoga session to help you find some peace and joy during this holiday season. And once you've done your yoga session, swing by the Spellbound Sourdough Pop-Up to pick up some freshly baked sourdough bread. While we are basking in this cooler weather, don't forget that it is a spectacular time to plant shrubs, trees, and flowers in your yard. You live in Florida, and gardening is a year-round activity. Sun-kissed afternoons are the perfect time to get your yard back into shape, and you can do it all without breaking a sweat. Not only is it easier on you, it's easier for the plants to get established when planted at this time of year. So join us for Elf Yoga, to return to wonder, or just to plan your next garden project. We're here to help. P.S. Next Thursday, December the 12th, we'll be closing at 2 p.m. for our annual staff holiday party.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery family.